Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm the host of this podcast, a stand-up comedian. And alongside me is across the table, the table being my kitchen table,
the
is
studio table.
Stephen English, the studio table, one of many studios. Some people brag about their studio. We got studios.
Yeah, we got studios. I mean, they're spread out all over San Diego because some of our cars, and you don't know where they're at.
Exactly.
They might be spread out over
mobile. well, and not to mention way outside of California.
Yeah.
We're green rooms, we're hotel rooms, we are all over the place. Multiple in Wisconsin for some reason.
International. I'm going to say international.
I don't think I've recorded in Canada yet.
They don't know that, bro.
We are close to TJ. So, welcome to the podcast, and Backseaters, always great to have you. You regular listeners, we are so appreciative of you. We have a fantastic episode for you in store. Today, we have a very funny comedian and a very talented podcaster in himself, Chad Kroeger.
Yes.
Chad Kroeger is hysterical. Yeah. Chad Kroeger makes me laugh so hard, and makes me laugh a lot on this podcast, and makes me laugh a lot on his viral videos. Some of you guys may have seen some of his. Did you go and watch his clips?
Funny. Oh yeah, I've seen those. I remember, those like in real time when they were coming out. Like
videos and going in front of hearings or whatever they are, town hall meetings. I don't even remember exactly what it is.
It was one of those. It's so good that. For the first time I watched it, you couldn't tell if it was.
You believed it.
You knew in your heart of hearts, you knew that it probably was a put on, but it was so good that you're like, God, I want to believe this is real.
I only knew that because I knew it was. I knew him.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if I didn't know him, I'd be like, this could be real.
It could be real.
So whether it's you know he's known for his comedy and he's known for his activism.
Yeah.
Of trying to get house parties to continue on in Southern California, as well as his fight to get a Paul Walker statue put up. He's a real activist and a very funny comedian. And you can follow him on social media at Chad Goes Deep. That's his Twitter and his Instagram handle. And he also has a very popular podcast Going Deep with Chad and JT. So you can check that out. We talked to Chad today about the only thing that you're going to talk to Chad about on summer is summers in SoCal.
Right.
We're talking a local perspective on where the whole world comes. So what do we cover? Theme parks, of course. We cover
Hollyweird, I call it. Hot take.
We talk a lot about the Walk of Fame. We talk about, tourists. We talk about people going to the find beaches, celebrities' homes. We talk beaches. We talk surfing and surfing lessons. Really a fun talk. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it, and I hope you laugh as hard as I did and as hard as Chad crushed that night at Lestat's. He was down doing Lestat's Comedy Night, which I run every Tuesday night. If you want to see me go bomb in front of a good crowd on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. at Lestat's, 334 Adams there. I'm there half the time.
Yeah.
Maybe a little. I'll be there a lot during the summer.
Right.
Work is drying up. If you need a comedian for an event, like a birthday party, or
bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs,
your magician any mitzvahs. Fell through, any mitzvah, all of the mitzvahs I'm available for, because the work is dry during the summer. So enjoy this episode with him. We have a few other things that we need to get to. Yeah. One, we have some voicemails. You guys... Oh, my gosh, these voicemails. The summer camp voicemails are insane.
Yeah.
We have so many of them. They're spilling all over the place. You know what we need to put them in. We need to put them in a munchie mug. I even used Spill.
You did the same one. You did the same.
Did I do it?
You did it last week, too.
Did I do the same one?
I thought, there's no way. I almost broke my phone. I was so mad.
You did just throw that phone down.
And I have
rage.
A cover on this phone, and I threw it down so hard I almost broke it again.
The angrier that you get, the more I trick you, where I really win like that, that means you have to do the ad. So tell me a little bit about Munchie Mug, buddy.
All right, Munchie Mug.
Who just re-upped for a sponsorship with us, by the way.
Munchie Mug is the number one best spill-proof snack cup on the market.
Amen.
It's 100% manufactured in the United States of America. USA.
USA.
All the way.
USA.
All the way.
Munchie Mug.
It's got two pieces of overlapping fabric. You know, a lot of those snack cups, they have hard plastic teeth.
Jagged edges. Like alligator mouth.
Right, yeah. And you have to, and it's just a very bad sensory experience. But this is, like I said, two overlapping pieces of fabric. It's really, truly no spill, too. It catches crumbs, catches everything. And if you go to munchiemug.com, munchiemug.com.
Steven.
Yeah.
I refuse to pay full price for these.
Well,
they sound
what?
Like a great product, but I.
You're in luck. Would you pay 75% for them?
Sure.
Well, that's.
That'd be a heck of
great,
a deal.
Because if you do.
I'd be willing to pay 75% and shipping.
I'm going to smack your mouth. You're so stupid. You don't pay shipping with
what?
Munchie Mug.
Are you
don't
kidding
pay,
me?
You never pay shipping with Munchie Mug. And if you put in the promo code, don't make me, all one word, D-O-N-T.
How many words?
I believe one word.
Is there an apostrophe?
There's no apostrophe.
I'm
going to come over. I'm going to come over.
Don't
this,
make me come back there.
I'm
don't
come over
make
this
me
table,
come back there.
This studio table, and smack your mouth. You keep asking these questions. No apostrophe, one word, don't make me, at munchiemug.com for 25% off your order and free shipping.
Excellent.
From the USA.
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
I'm getting good at those, dude.
Also, this is our last plea to you, our backseaters. Yeah. We need you guys to be heroes. We need you to be heroes of this podcast, and we need you guys to be heroes of the San Diego Croc Center. San Diego Croc Center is near and dear to my heart and has been for 8-9 years. Mm-hmm. My family and I have been involved there as members. I worked there for many years. My wife works there now. Our kids are still involved in their program. They had programs. We had a magnificent spring with my daughter being in Mary Poppins down there. And in this Mary Poppins Jr.
Looking at the poster.
And Heroes, the Heroes Scholarship Foundation allows individuals to take part in these amazing programs if they can't financially afford it. In that play, two girls were there on scholarship.
Nice.
They come directly from the Heroes Fund.
Perfect.
And had important roles. It's fantastic, life-changing opportunities. I'm a part of it, teach kids how to swim, get them involved in sports. They can anything from ice hockey to dance to gymnastics. Amazing programs. Kids, seniors, families. Guys, we need you to donate. The goal is $105,000. We have till the end of June to do it. This will be our last episode that we talk about it. So this is the 9th inning. You guys need to really step up here. In order to donate, text backseat to, that's one word, to 41444. That is backseat to 41444. Steven has made a donation. Mm-hmm. I've made a donation. Mm-hmm. This is important work to us. So be heroes down at the Croc Center.
Mary Poppins Sr. made a donation.
Yeah.
That's how it was a play for Mary
Poppins
Jr.
Yeah, she took it out of her little change purse.
Right.
How old people got those.
Then Lin-Manuel Miranda showed up.
You know, it's a confusing world right now, I feel like, of speaking of change purses, of ironic and genuine fanny packs.
Oh yeah. No, I've seen it. I think the genuines is if someone's wearing it like across their chest.
Yeah.
Almost Chewbacca.
Across.
Yeah, a bruxed.
Try that word today.
A bruxed of their chest.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Bruxed.
Is
adjacent.
That a word? Adjacent of their chest, like Chewbacca style. I think that's genuine.
Genuine.
Yeah. But if they're wearing it as an actual fanny pack, they're just being.
I don't know. It's a confusing world right now because Champion's back.
Yeah.
Fila is back.
Yeah.
Those both went the arc of cool to you could only buy at Big Five.
Right.
And then
JCPenney's like bottom rack.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Kmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But now they're like in Urban Outfitters again.
Right.
Yeah.
What is going on in this store?
Yeah.
The Champion sweatshirts.
It's crazy.
The like logo tees of like old TV shows. I think they had
There's
a Golden Girls shirt. I was like, what's going on?
A PlayStation shirt. Yeah.
Just like a normal like PlayStation 1.
Yeah, the PlayStation
1.
Logo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not PS2. Are you kidding me?
No, just like regular.
Not Twisted Metal 2. Are you kidding me? Remember Twisted Metal?
Yeah, what
driving
was
the cars?
What
and
was
stuff.
The
clown
car? One,
yeah. Yeah, the clown one is the one everybody
Sweet
remembers.
Tooth. Sweet Tooth. Yeah.
Wow, that's a poll right there. Yeah, it's a confusing. What I'm saying is, people hold onto your No Fear shirts.
Oh yeah,
they're coming back.
Your Big Johnson shirts.
Yeah, they're coming back. Your
Top Dog. I had a lot of
Top Dog
T-shirts.
And your Yosemite Sam shirt. Your Looney Tunes jacket.
The giant bug.
Well, I think those puff jackets already came back. Like the NBA ones, the pullovers, did those come and go again?
I feel like in certain places in New York, it never went away.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Like in certain parts of like the Bronx and Brooklyn, like that, it just was always there.
The Hornets one. That Hornets pullover jacket I had a Sonics one.
Yeah, of
rest
course.
In peace.
Yeah. I had one too, actually.
Yeah?
With the red. It was like
the red.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We were destined to be together.
We were destined to be together.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to slap myself now.
That's why you
now.
Don't get a lot of spots, man.
I'm slapping myself now.
Anyways, guys, your voicemails have been absolutely hysterical. We love them so much, Backseaters. We're so grateful for you. We're getting more voicemails this week from people telling us about their summer camp experiences because clearly of the topics that we have had, man, oh, man,
people are
the best stories
it.
Of the summer camp story. So we've got one right here. This is from
Lonnie.
Lonnie
in
from
Washington
State.
There she goes.
Shout out.
Hey, guys. This is Lonnie calling from Marysville, Washington.
Oh, Marysville.
I grew up going
northbound.
To church youth camp, and I have tons of stories, but the one that probably sticks out the most is that probably my first year of camp, I was a seventh grader, and they did the Father Abraham song.
Oh, classic.
If you're unfamiliar with the Father Abraham song.
I am not unfamiliar.
Pardon my singing voice, but
oh, are we getting a
sing-along?
Yeah.
So it goes, Father Abraham
had many
sons.
And many sons had Father Abraham. And I'm one of them, and so are you.
So
let's just praise
the
Lord. Right arm, right
arm. Right arm, and then you keep going until you're moving all your body parts. So then at the end, it'll go, right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot, turn around. And then,
this is
the first time ever, I learned how to mosh pit at youth camp.
She had to learn how to what?
Mosh pit, and everyone
mosh pit.
Pushing and shoving each other.
Seattle.
And that's where I learned to mosh pit. So, I love listening to you guys every week. Thanks for always making me laugh, and talk to you guys later. Bye.
I bet a church mosh
that's
pit
so
is
funny.
Way tamer.
Right.
Than like
right.
my old Offspring concerts as a kid.
Excuse me.
It's a shove pit. It's just a little, it's a nudge pit.
Excuse me. I'd like to get by now.
Yeah, there we go. Another Wade's World reference. That's fantastic. That is like exactly what camp would do. They get it away and they're like, let's make it extreme. I guarantee that was in the 90s, by the way. Seattle 90s mosh pit.
Yeah.
Extreme. Streets of Mountain Dew. Thank you for
Doritos.
The call. We appreciate that. That's our first call from Marysville.
There we go. Okay. Let's see. I got another one queued up. This one is just adorable.
This is a cute one?
It's adorable.
It's like a heartwarming cute?
It is adorable. It's heartwarming. This is Katie from Fredericksburg, Virginia?
Virginia,
I don't know what the city, but Katie from Fredericksburg.
We're going to meet Virginia right now.
Here we go.
Hey, Dustin and Steven. This is Katie. I'm calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Hi.
To share a little bit about summer camp.
Yes.
You could
yes.
say my husband and I are fans of summer camp. We were camp counselors for a couple years, and we say that we had love at second sight because our first summer working at camp, I mean, there was just no chemistry between us. He had gotten stitches in his leg going on a hiking trip. And
why are you hating on the kid with stitches?
The only thing I said to him that first summer that I remember is, oh, yeah, how's your foot? Apparently, we talked more that summer.
It's literally the least you can say.
That I,
that sounds like
you
an
know,
old
gave
married
the impression
couple.
That I was too good for him. But anyway, going back to camp the second summer, started having some conversation, and he remembered that I was into running and different things that apparently we had talked about the summer before. But anywho, over the course of that summer, things changed. We fell in love, and a couple summers after that, we got married, and we still go back and help out at the summer camp. Our son is a camper now, and yeah, I can't say enough about camp, and excited to hear y'all's podcast and love listening every week. Thanks so much. Bye.
Well,
thank you so much,
thank
Katie.
You. That was absolutely heartwarming and lovely. And I feel like if she would have said the name of a specific camp, we would have had to pay them or they would have to pay us.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
like an ad.
Yeah.
That sounded like as heartwarming a story as that is.
Yeah.
That did not sound like love at second sight. That's say love at second year of knowing each other.
Yeah. You saw a bunch that
you see fellow camper counselors.
You
a
see
lot.
A bunch. Yeah. the thing that I don't even remember this. This is not a memory of mine. This is a memory my mom has of sending me to camp. My brother worked at this dude ranch camp in like the desert or something, like outside of LA.
Right, right.
And so I went there one time, and my mom swears that she dropped me off with a suitcase that was full of clean clothes, and she picked me up, and not one pair of underwear, clean underwear, was unpacked that entire trip.
Oh, you wore the same pair.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. She tells every single girlfriend I ever had.
Yeah.
Even like some just a casual acquaintances.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I remember this one. And she'll tell the story about sending me to summer camp and me coming back with a suitcase full of all clean underwear, which is...
When you're like,
it's
maybe,
on brand. It's
mom,
on brand for
I
me.
I learned to wash them in the river.
Oh, I did not. I did not. There was no river, even if I wanted to, it's but like I my, would not have.
It's like my grandma tells me every time I see her. She's like, you remember that one time after your baseball game and you were like fifth or sixth grade and we went to Pizza Hut after your game and your cup was uncomfortable, so I put it in my purse? She tells me that every time I see her. I was like, Grandma, man, you need new stories.
Yo, if I meet your grandma, the first thing I'm going to say is, hey, you remember that one time in fifth grade?
Remember that? You remember Grandma Cookie?
You put his cup in your purse.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Camp does that. Camp has this weird... When I was in high school, I went as... I wasn't summer camp. It was like another camp where it was like... Because sixth graders go to camp like a... what's the word, like an environmental camp?
Sure, yeah.
You know, but it's
I missed that.
It's
yeah,
a camp.
Never,
yeah, we did that, so. And I was a counselor, and high schoolers are the counselors.
Okay.
And I remember Eddie was, like, cool, like, in, like, Eddie, or, like, Eddie was, like, super into Eminem.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, he won an Eminem talent show, or, like he rapped whatever in junior high, like,
yeah,
you know, he was super into hip hop.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And so he wrote, like, I helped write it, but he mostly wrote it. As we walked to the bell, every cabin had a song that you had to sing.
Oh, right, right.
And we started off with a Beastie Boys song that then went to a Snoop song. This is in like 2002.
Sure.
So we would stop doing like a shout. I think about this song once a week.
Yeah.
Like we would start off and we'd be like, we would say to the kids, like, who rocks the party? That rocks the body. E1 rocks the party. That rocks the body. E1 rocks the party. E1, 2, 3. And then this is the most 2002 thing ever.
Right.
La di da di da. It's the one and only cabin. E1, E1. La di da di da. You know, we're out here having some fun. Hey, you know,
right.
It was just, and it won in a landslide.
Right.
And I wonder all the time if Eddie remembers that, and I wonder if the counselors remember that, because
right,
it was so, and it's like one of those things that, like, it's funny to laugh about now, but like in that 5 days, it was legitimately cool.
Right. You know? Right. That's, yeah, I was thinking about the other
day.
Yeah,
it's
like
a pretty good cheer.
When you think about like your parents, like my dad is very corny right now,
mm-hmm,
but there was a time when he was the front man of an actual like touring funk band,
right?
And he was cool as the other side of the pillow.
That's
man,
as
he was
cool
a
as
cool
it gets.
Kid,
yeah.
And like I think about it now, it's like I think about like the stuff you should like exactly you said,
yeah,
at the time that was the dopest
yeah
thing any of those kids at that camp
yeah
had ever heard of,
yeah.
But when you look at it now, you're like, man, you had to be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had to be there.
No,
at
you
that
got a
time
little response out of that one. That's still a good cheer.
That's still a good cheer.
I think about that belly flop contest once a month.
Oh yeah.
Just
when you're feeling down.
Me
yeah
coming out. Yeah. So.
All right.
Okay, we got one more voicemail, guys. Right. I'm so sorry that we can't listen to all your voicemails. We're
yeah
getting so many of them.
Yeah.
You guys are blown away. Know that we do listen to all of them. We can't put them all air, but thank you guys so much for being involved.
Yeah.
Always shoot us voicemails. Shoot us emails as well. Don't make me come back there at gmail.com. Oh, that reminds me. I have a quick email that I wanted to read. You know, some love to our people who don't want to write, or just only want to write. They don't want to go through calling a phone number and stuff. This one was a nice one. This one came from Joshua. Joshua said, hello, host Dustin and producer Steven. Just wanted to share a summer camp story. I went to high school camp my sophomore year. I'd been dating my girlfriend for about a year, and when it came time for us both to head to camp, she decided she needed to take a break, of course. The funny part is that her brother was one of my friends and my roommate at camp that year. He narsed her? That might be a cool word that I don't know.
Narked her out.
Oh, narked her out. Oh, yeah. I'm such a square.
You're such a narc that you don't even know what narc is. That's great.
Oh, that's embarrassing. He narked her out and told me there was a guy she hooks up with while at camp every year. Oh, snap.
No.
So, of course, I did what any other teenage boy would have done. I found another girl to hang out with, all while hanging out with my girlfriend's brother in a valiant attempt to make her jealous. And now, right. almost 20 years later, we are both happily married to other people. Thanks for the great podcast. Proud to be a backseater. Thanks, Josh from Ohio. That was a great one. Okay, Thanks, let's Josh. Hit this last voicemail.
Okay, this last voicemail is coming from it's coming from Chris from Fresno.
It's coming from right behind you, Fresno.
I'm going to the next tattoo of California. I'm going to pause this a couple times. This is a longer voicemail, okay. but it's trust me, it's worth it. So this is Chris from Fresno.
Hey, Destin and Steven. This is Chris calling back from the lovely Fresno, California.
Hey, Chris.
When you're involved as a leader at a church, which I was as a junior high leader, you inevitably get into a pranking battle with the high school department. So as we were lining up for our camp, we knew that the high schoolers were going to be coming the week after us. So we thought, what's a really good prank that we can do to the leaders that are going to be following us up the next week? We decided the best thing to do for a prank would be to...
Okay, what do you think he says the best thing to do for a prank would be to do?
I don't, like, make the cabin stink or something like that. Like, leave a fish in it, Walter Matthau style from Grumpy
That's a good
Old
guess.
Man, or what was that movie
that's
called?
That's a good guess. Yeah. Give me three guesses. I'll give you three guesses. Because I guarantee you will be... on another planet. You'll be
okay,
so
like,
far away.
I would guess they would do something like make the cabin stink.
That's part of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Or they would like clog the toilets.
No.
Okay. The toilet or they would like put like an animal in the cabin or something like that.
Whoa. You've been to camp a lot. All right. What animal? One guess. One straight guess.
Like a raccoon.
Raccoon? No.
I'm in the right. Well, I can't wait
no,
to hear
you're
now.
Not, you're not even in the right genre of animal.
Genre, like a bird? Or what are we? Here we go.
Capture a goose. Smuggle it up the mountain to this camp up in the mountains. Feed it lots of bread along the way. Right. And then release it into the cabin of one of the leaders. So this goose would inevitably have to expel all of the bread. That we had set it, hopefully all over the, cabin in copious amounts. Needless to say, we actually figured out a way to smuggle this
That's crazy.
Goose up to said camp.
Do not give his last name.
We fed it lots of bread, and this prank worked better than we could have expected.
Oh,
the downside was the camp ended up finding out about this, and apparently the goose was not native to the area. So we then spent the rest of our week at camp having to track this goose down that decided to just kind of post up in the middle of the lake so we could get it back down the mountain to its native home of Fresno, California in a park.
Okay, real quick. Put yourself in this goose's shoes. You're a goose in a park in Fresno.
Chilling.
Things aren't going great.
Right.
Goose-wise.
Yeah.
You know, goose-wise, you could be living a better life. Some kids... You think these are your guardian angels. They pick you up.
They've rescued you.
They take you in a car.
To a paradise.
They're just shoving bread down your throat. You're like, this is the best
You're
day
not
of
hunting
my life.
Anymore.
Then you
they take you to an oasis.
To the mountains. Yeah. They put you inside.
Yeah.
And then they spend the rest of the trip.
Trying to get rid of you.
Hunting you down to take you back to that park in Fresno. Which is the saddest thing I think has ever happened to a goose in the history of goosedom. That's the cruelest thing you could do to a goose.
Yeah.
He touched. He was there. He was in heaven.
Yeah.
And you took him back
to Fresno. It's like when Lazarus got sent to heaven and then they resurrected him and he's like, what?
Wait, I'm here again.
I'm back. I'm back in a park in Fresno.
So there you go.
Oh, man.
Pretty elaborate and probably unnecessary, but a good memory.
Yeah.
Something that I'll always remember when it comes to being camp. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the show and look forward to seeing you, Dustin, in San Francisco with John Christ in September.
Well, that is Very funny and right. definitely animal cruelty.
Oh, yeah.
And so part of me is very happy that that prank went well. And part of me is very happy that, whatever you call it, karma, reap what you sow, whatever you call it, that you had to go rescue that and go yeah. through that torture because that was a terrible,
psychological
terrible
warfare on a goose.
But really well done. And yeah. how about me getting a pretty good guess on that, actually? I've been to camp a lot.
Yeah. An animal, like, I would never have thought.
Yeah.
I grew up seeing... I think I saw 5 animals in my life before I went to camp for the first time.
Yeah.
When I was like 10. I saw 3 dogs uh-huh. and 2 cats. Oh, I saw a possum one time.
Right.
Because I was lived in...
And then you just saw one big dude once.
Right. Yeah. And I thought it was a Sasquatch. Yeah. I said to my parents, like, I've seen a Sasquatch. He's like, no, that's just Harry Jim.
Thank you, Backseaters, for your voicemails and your emails. We love you so much. If you're... looking for a way to give back, please rate and review us on iTunes. Man. I cannot stress to you how important that is. Just go to iTunes, give us a 5-star, leave some nice, kind words, all that kind of stuff.
For sure.
Thank you guys so much. Also, if you live in Southern California, come see me at the Irvine Improv headlining on August 28th. Everybody enjoy this episode with Chad Kroeger.
Thanks a lot.
I was telling Chad as we walked in that maybe a year and a half ago, you said you retired the bit. You haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. Is it maybe a year? I think around there at that time. But I forgot about it. But now that you brought it up, I'm like, dude,
that's
I got it.
That's a fun part of stand up.
Yeah.
Right? You're like,
yeah.
That bit.
Because you get tired of them and then you're like,
yeah. They age. And like, as soon as you get tired of them, for whatever reason, like an audience can tell that you're tired of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird...
I think that happened with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just crushed too hard for too long.
There's no passion in there. They can sense the lack.
Yeah. There's not that fear of like, oh, is this going to go well? There's like, you kind of come into it like, this is going to go well. And then it stops doing well. You're like, oh, it's because I wasn't scared that it was going
to
maybe not work. So I was giving it 110%. Now it's like, I'm giving it 95, but that's not good enough.
Yeah. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
I think that speaks to the whole idea of what stand-up is supposed to be, this piece of... It's like the audience is tricked into feeling like we're just coming up with this as we're up there.
Right. Yeah. And I think you sort of forget why it's funny.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes I'll be going over my set and I'll just be like, these are just words. Like, I don't know what, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get why people laugh at this. So I think that happens with like the old jokes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know how you like,
yeah, if you return. Don't think it's funny, there's no way they're going to think it's funny.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're just like, I don't know what I'm saying, but I expect you to laugh.
Well, the bit that I remembered, and Reds is like, for those people who don't know, Reds is a weekly comedy show here in the San Diego area in PB, which is like just about like the broiest beach we have. And it's like, and it's a late night Wednesday night show. Mm-hmm. And it's just all, you know, beachy SoCal archetypes.
Yeah.
And
the hottest crowd ever.
Yeah. Right. So of course Chad is murdering.
Right.
And so when your videos, like you had the house party one and then the Paul Walker statue one.
Yeah.
I was watching those go, oh yeah, this is the guy who does that. And the bit was, I'm gonna totally botch it, but your dad trying to sell you on the Beatles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, I was into EDM.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen to the Beatles.
And he puts on the Beatles. And you say to your dad, like, when is the beat even drop?
Now I remember why it's funny.
That's a great joke. Yeah. I wonder how that joke would do in Grand Rapids. I wonder if that is just, do you have regional jokes, I'm sure?
Yeah. And what's funny about that joke, actually, is like, it would work with younger crowds, but like older crowds would not.
They don't know what a beat drop is.
Right. I don't think they like when you trash the Beatles. They're like, dude, that is the one place you cannot go.
It gets like a groan, like when people make Catholic church jokes.
Yeah,
like, oh.
FDR's off limits.
FDR. Yeah.
The Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my mom's pecan pie. Don't you make fun of those pecans. Yeah.
What, dude? Do you just talk about the Beatles? Yeah, put that in the rules in the club.
Yeah.
Nothing racist. No Beatles.
No, don't forget the drink specials.
Yeah.
Give it up for the military. You gotta. First off, do we got anybody in the troops here?
Right.
All right. Also, any Beatles fans? Can we give it up for Beatles fans? So this is nice to have you here, Chad. I appreciate you coming down. Well,
thanks for having
stats.
Me.
And Stephen alongside me. This is the first time I think we've had two true Southern Californians.
Yeah.
You know, in the room to educate my little naive Seattleite self.
Right.
This is a time of year that I actually always do. It's an interesting thing because we live in San Diego and we didn't come to Orange County and LA a lot. But like living in the place that America vacations.
Right.
Like, you just see, like, a huge influx of folks. Like, growing up is, like, when you grow, growing up in SoCal, like, do you guys leave? Do you avoid the things that, do you avoid the beaches? Do you, like, is that a thing locals would, like, don't go to the beach during the summer or don't go to Disneyland during the summer? How's it different for the locals since every, since America's on vacation
they
here during
come
the
here
summer?
For
yeah.
the summer.
Yeah.
I think you just try to claim your spot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, Long Beach has always been, even when I was a kid, that's where you used to go to, like, it's like people go to Venice, you know, people go to, like, you know, like Manhattan, you know, you go to, like, to certain beaches, but you go to Long Beach, it's like different, especially if they, like, it's just, you can park there still.
Yeah.
You can still afford, like, rent there. Yeah. You can live, like, next to the beach and actually, like, kind of afford it. So I know when I was a little kid, I went to Long Beach State sports camp every year.
Oh,
back on the sports thing we're talking about yesterday.
Some real bragging right there.
Yeah,
hey, who now was leading the Long Beach State sports camp? Was
I don't know,
there, like,
maybe
some
a 16-year-old? I don't know what somebody was like at Long Beach State.
They didn't have just, like, some college.
No, it just was just there. It was just like that was, like, the closest place, like, that would could hold enough kids. But
oh yeah,
it wasn't nobody at the school. It was just, but yeah, I think you just go to, like, you know, get a, you know, you don't go to the Walk of Fame.
No,
you don't see the you know. The handprints or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do not go to Hollywood.
Right.
That's like the, that's where people go. I mean, that's just hell right there. Hollywood and Highland is like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how else to explain it. You go there and you're like, what the f***? What is? And they're like, this is where the stars are made at.
Yeah.
Because you can't even get it. Like, you go to a place and, like, some places I don't, like, I'd go to a place, a tourist place, and be like, I don't enjoy it, but I get the appeal.
Yeah.
Right.
I literally don't get the appeal of people's handprints. Yeah. Or like a dirty dude in a dirty Spider-Man costume.
There's a lot of
chasing you down in front of, you know, like, I don't get
it. It has the same that and then the Las Vegas Strip. They share that together. That's,
dude, yeah. Yeah. I've only been to Vegas once, but I was like, yeah, it was during the summer too. It was for like July 4th. And, well, I was just like, man.
You went out there for the 4th?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But what was cool is you could drink outside. So
right.
We were just outside of the club for like a day party. We were just like drinking hooch.
Yeah.
Right before, you know, right before we go in. It's like, I'm not getting bottle service. Yeah. I'm just going to drink hooch with this bum.
Right. And then I'll also go. Elmo.
Like, yeah.
That was like I always, like, I've taken my kids to Vegas a few times, and it's like a weird thing because, like, they see, like, ghetto versions of their favorite characters.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's like a crackhead Mickey.
Melmo.
Yeah.
Elmo specifically always looks like his face isn't rounded correctly. Like,
right. Yeah.
Elmo, you don't realize that if his fur is all flat, you're like, that just looks like a shapeless red.
Right.
That's a problem.
How do you clean, I mean, how do you clean that? I think that's the point. It's like the worst part about that is, like, you got in those suits. Like, what do you don't, you take it to the dry cleaner?
You know what question?
It just gets
those
stinky
people
and gross.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nice for like the first week, and then it's just like it's disgusting.
They're not asking how do you clean it.
No.
Yeah. And, well, I saw, like, Big Bird one time, and his eyes were off. Yeah. You know, I was like, was he like a schizophrenic? Like, why is one eye going all to the right? And he's like, "What's up, dude?"
Yeah.
And you're like,
"Yeah."
It's funny when you see, because I saw him. I live in LA now, so I'll see them sometimes in the morning, like, walking to work.
Yeah.
Oh. It's the most pathetic thing, because they're like, Spider-Man's like holding his mask, just like, slowly. He's like, "Oh, dude."
Yeah. And it's either like a homeless guy or like an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, dude.
Homeless, like, adjacent person.
Yeah. Just there's like a on one in three chance you might see him at an open mic that night.
Yeah.
They're all just trying. It is interesting when you cruise that specifically. It is like, it's not even just all of America. Like, the whole world is just colliding on this one dirty street.
Yeah.
To see. And it's a. Yeah, I think hell might be the right word for it.
Yeah, I think you see a lot of disappointment. You know, people come from like Asia or, or Europe.
Yeah,
they're like, we're gonna go to Hollywood, and they get there. We spent our savings on it. And there's a cross-eyed Elmo.
Right. I guess we'll get on this bus and see Sylvester Stallone's gate.
Yeah,
40 feet away. Like, hey, Sylvester Stallone lives somewhere behind those hedges. You're like,
maybe.
Awesome. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, he's not there. You know, he's not there.
He's
off taking HGH and doing movies, you know. He's,
oh man, why you gotta take a shot at Sly like
he's
that?
He's like 80 years old. Have you seen the preview?
He looks great, man.
Yeah, I would look great too if I literally was taking horse steroids every day.
Oh, man, how dare you?
I think it's all squats.
I'll fight him, dude. I'll fight him. Yo, Sylvester Stallone, if you listen to this
squats
episode.
Squats that make the biceps good.
Yeah.
Email me. I'll meet you anywhere, anytime, any place. Sly Stallone.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, I'm
There's
sure.
There's a really good chance. He heard we got Chad Kroeger on.
Yeah. He's like, what?
So if the spot's like, so that's the spot to avoid.
Right.
Like, what did you guys do, like, in growing up during the summer? Will you just go to the beach and map out your spot? You...
Yeah, I still power through. I'm sort of like, I'm not letting these tours
ruin
this for me. This is summer. This is my summer. I'm hitting the beach. I'm getting my parking. You guys can suck it. Actually, I taught surfing before.
Oh, okay.
All the Chagas deep stuff. So
yeah,
I was in LA teaching in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, there you go.
So
like kids or
everyone. I taught from like 6 to like 60.
For how long?
I did it for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there like that's funny that you bring that up because my daughter made like her summer bucket list. I have a 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, nice.
And it
was she
like,
dying?
No, it's a summer bucket list.
Oh, okay.
Did you ignore the key? We're in the middle of a summer series. I have the worst producer. Do you have a guy? And it was like some of them were like they were like one of them was like some of them were like a little too anticlimactic. Like one of them was like to go to Oregon. We're like, really? That's right. It? Just to go to Oregon?
Yeah.
Read 10,000 books that was in there.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, but one of them, she doesn't read. She's not even like an avid reader. I was like, you were just trying to get through this assignment.
I like the ambition.
I do too. Not 10.
Yeah.
Let's just hit 10,000.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you could access 10,000 books quickly, but she said to learn to surf on there. So she's,
oh, cool.
9, and she's a good swimmer. She's super athletic.
Yeah,
she's like a gymnast. So it seems like, what is your recommendation on kids learning how to surf? Like, when and how do you just?
I'd say get them in as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because when you, especially if you want to learn, if you learn at an early age, then you develop that sort of like that brain elasticity. Or I'm not. You know, I don't want to get into science here.
Yeah, no, I need to hear more about that.
Brain. Yeah.
The city of science.
The brain. You engrave the surfing knowledge in your dome. And early, yeah. Because it's easier to absorb.
You mean you learn how to surf?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was getting at. Yeah. You learn how to... Because when you're young, it's just you're so... you can learn so much more easily. I think that hand-eye coordination.
I can see you were great with kids.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Like, are you okay?
So just swim out there and then just surf back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get a soft top and hit it.
It's so funny. Just like a really well-intended surf instructor but doesn't do any instruction.
My buddy Casey, that's sort of the way he would teach, because he taught like all day every day.
Yeah,
he's so over it that like he would just sit in a lawn chair and he'd be like, yeah, just go out there, and people would like just try and surf these waves, and like if they were doing it right, he'd give a thumbs up. If they were up, he'd give a thumbs down. It was so funny. No. These guys are just like eating. Just like, he's like, nah, thumbs down, dude. You suck,
bro.
Oh, that was bad. Okay, it felt bad, but now it's good. Nice to see. I get the your tummy is bad. Okay,
I'm not supposed to fall.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't sure. I thought I was supposed to roll around on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk more about surfing lessons. That's interesting. So age range was all over the place.
Yeah.
Did you have some students? Like, of course, there were some naturals, right?
Who probably,
their first or second try.
For
like,
sure. Right, kids always did pretty well.
Yeah. What I'm more interested is, like, did you have people that from the gate that you're like, this just isn't going to happen?
Oh, tons. Yeah. All the time. They're just, like, hopeless.
Yeah. Right.
You're like, dude, like... But there are some guys who, they would buy, you know, like, 5 lesson packets.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to learn.
Right.
And from the start, you're like, but you're like... You know, you got a lot of hurdles, my man.
Yeah,
you know,
like, but they just like couldn't swim out of the gate or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
But they, I admired like the tenacity. You know, they're getting after it. But
he's on his third honeymoon. He's like, I'm gonna make this. My young wife's gonna think that I'm cool.
Yeah.
After this,
and I always try to stay positive too.
Yeah.
You know, they'd like get like a knee up. I'd be like, oh, dude, you got a knee up.
You do it, man. You know how to surf.
Yeah. So that was fun, but
as yeah, they came back demoralized, and you're like, I don't, there's no refunds.
Yeah, because it's hard. Surfing's hard. Like I still struggle with it a ton. Like,
yeah,
it's people say stand up's the hardest art. I'd say surfing.
Surfing's harder than stand up. I think so.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of similarities. But,
oh yeah, how so?
Just the improvisation, I'd say, because like crowds are always different. You don't know where you're getting. Every wave is different. You have to navigate all these different factors that come at you, and then it's so in the moment, like stand up, you know, like when you step on stage, it's sort of like you're on the wave, like right. You have to do your thing,
right?
Yeah.
Where when you're on a wave, it's not like skating or something where, you know, the ramp's there, and you can just test it a bunch. It's like,
right
when you're on it, that's like time to shine. Yeah. So, yeah.
That got like at first I was gonna like laugh at that, but then. That got oddly inspirational.
I don't know where that came from. That was deep in my dome.
No, I think that was a real overflow of the heart moment for Chad. Was finally bringing stand-up and surfing together.
That, yeah, I blacked out.
That felt, like, felt like a memoir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, time to shine. Yeah. Maybe I'll do like a Tony Robbins thing.
Yes,
TED Talk.
Put on like a suit and be like... All right.
The similarities of surfing and stand-up. You're just...
A TED Talk.
Yeah, the cover is just you on a board with a mic stand.
Yeah. Improvise.
Yes. Well, what about theme parks? Are you a big fan, or you stay away from all the guests?
Huge.
That's been like a really hot topic on our podcast this summer. What's your go-to?
Disneyland's like the original for me.
Right.
Like... I love Disneyland.
Because you're coming in some animosity. I'm pretty anti-Disney.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to square up. I love Disney. I love Six Flags has like the most extreme
right
coasters. So I've never hit Knott's Berry Farm, actually. Okay. Have you guys hit it?
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
I grew up in Cerritos. I was like five. My mom worked at the bank that was like across street from there. So we used to go.
Right.
Because back then,
Cerritos and San Clemente, is everything cool there?
Oh, yeah, we're all good, man.
Okay,
good.
I don't know.
I'm like LA County, Orange County. Like,
you're right
almost on Orange County.
Yo, you're right on the
fringe.
We're
the buffer. We're the buffer of it. Yeah, we're the ones that everyone, like, you know, you need to talk to someone in LA, you come talk to me. You talk to someone from Orange County, we'll get the message across.
Right.
You know?
I don't know if anybody in Orange County or LA feel that way about
no,
you?
No, I've been saying that for years.
Neither
want to
claim you.
No one's took me up on it, but I say I could be the peacemaker between the two. Yeah, but no.
So, yeah, the Six Flags is like, I feel like Six Flags like is like the great rides, but like only the rides.
Yeah, it's kind of, the park itself is kind of sad.
It's a parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, you're just walking on cement.
They try with the Looney Tunes theme, but right. I think they sort of gave up halfway. Right. You know, you're like, is this... Cause remember those commercials, like the Six Flags commercials?
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
guy with, like, no teeth who's, like, bald? And you're
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah, yeah. Was it that guy? Was that the...
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the... But like, is this the play? Is this...
I do think it offers the most thrills, though.
Right.
Yeah, both on and off the rides.
Right. Yes.
Because the park can be a little ghetto at times, too.
Yeah.
There can be... There was, like... gang wars at Six Flags like
really?
5-6 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because it's the cheapest to get into.
Yeah. Well, you buy one ticket, you get like a season pass.
Right.
Yeah. You can get in with like a can of Pepsi.
Right.
Yeah. Recycling? Come on in. They should change their marketing to what it is. Like, hey, best rides, cheap ticket.
Yeah.
Don't try and make this be something that it isn't.
That's true. Yeah. Because they get extreme. Like the I don't know if you guys have ridden the Green Lantern one.
Yeah.
That one is scary.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like, it goes like straight down. And
yeah.
Then it just like, yeah, I love it.
And are you doing these rides sober?
I mean, I'm going to Disneyland on Friday. I'm taking the twins to Disneyland on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I will be drunk.
I feel
from
like that
Jump
would be
Street. I'll be drunk like when we get in there. I'll
I feel
be
like
drunk.
That's the worst thing to be on rides, right? I mean.
Nah, it's Disneyland. You can be drunk.
Do you not puke? Because that,
nah,
you know.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd sort of lose control of your limbs.
Yeah.
Just put you into the mood, man.
Your arms are up like in the line waiting to go on. Like, let's go. Yeah.
Because you got to have like, because they're just my niece and nephew, but you have to have, because their parents are going to go there. So I have to have the dad energy. And yeah. It's way easier when you're drunk to have the like, hey, go take a picture with Goofy. And they're like, because they want to, but they need to be talked into it. So you got to be corny and be like, hey, go. And they're like, okay, I guess. And then, you know, really they like
they're
it.
Pumped.
But I don't care. Like, I don't have a lot of energy about that guy. But if when I'm drunk, get in there, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be the only way pictures. I can do Disney. I'm so anti.
Yeah, what's your beef?
It's it's a sore subject. I just think it's so overrated. I don't dislike it, but it's way overrated. It's and I understand that this is the equivalent of badmouthing the Beatles. Like, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, don't say this on stage.
You know, it's the longest lines with the most expensive prices and probably the worst rides.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, because there aren't much thrills.
No, right. Nothing there is fun. Yeah. There's like four fun rides. Indiana Jones is fun.
Yeah, Space Mountain's fun.
Space Mountain's fun.
Splash Mountain. And
Splash
then,
Mountain's fun. This
is my thing about it. Is like, it's very nostalgic for me.
Right.
So like, I get a churro. You know, I get like five churros.
You get churro anywhere.
You get a turkey leg. You can't get a turkey leg everywhere.
Yeah, dude, you get a turkey
leg. Gigantic turkey leg.
Turkey leg churros. And I am willing to knock myself out of ketosis for it.
you can get that like before you've made it to a ride, right? So you pay $150. Go ahead.
Yeah, Main Street. There's like a churro stand right there. So I just beeline. I'm like, let me get three. And they're like, how old are you? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Old enough to buy three churros. So shut up.
Yeah. I remember going to Disney with some friends that have like really weird things that they love about Disney. Like, I was like, I went in, I was in high school jazz band, just to make sure everybody knew that.
Bragging.
And we went to Disneyland one summer for like our trip or whatever. We flew down and like the drummer, like we were in the rhythm section. So like I played bass and he's a drummer. So we're cool. He's like, dude, got to go to Disney and you got to get that world famous gumbo. And I was like, is that a thing?
Really?
Like at Main Street there.
Really? I didn't know that.
Like by Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, in Main Street. Right? Or the New Orleans thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like kind of my Pirates. Oh, okay. You know,
I'm the wrong. There's people losing their mind on this podcast right now.
Like,
tearing what do you mean in Main Street? There's no gumbo in Main Street.
The blue oyster? No.
Bayou?
Blue Bayou. Yeah. I've gone there once.
Yeah.
That's the one where you could like, where you eat.
Inside Pirates.
Oh, that would be cool.
But he talked about it the way that people talk about like Small World. Like, it's a small world. He's like,
you gotta do it.
It's the Disney gumbo, man. You can't get that Disney.
Dude,
that dude might have had a brain injury. He doesn't seem very.
He was very good drummer. Maybe it was like he was gifted. You know what I mean?
Maybe he just knows gumbo.
He just drums and gumbo. That's all he knows. Yeah, he just hits the skins, man. And
hey, check out his podcast. He has a podcast called Drums and Gumbo. Rhythm and Gumbo.
Don't act like you wouldn't click on Rhythm and Gumbo.
I'd give it a listen. Yeah, I'd give it a listen. Like,
dude, where's the best gumbo in this town? Oh, you want to hit Blue Bayou. New Orleans Square, Disney. Yeah. He's got all the spots.
So you love the nostalgia of it, but not necessarily the rides. Because so far you've just said turkey legs and churros, and that's just not enough for
me. Well, I have this feeling that I've been trying to suppress. when I go on the rides, like, not much satisfaction after.
Right.
You know? But I'm so pumped to be there that it overrides.
That's a fun. I like what you're doing. Like, you're forcing yourself to like it in that scenario. Of like, oh man, this is bad, but I like it.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just so amped when I'm there. I don't know. Although I did get a season pass 1 year, and I went by myself, and I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
The grown man at Disneyland by himself is pretty scary.
You can't take a picture of anything. Don't even take a camera out. Don't even take your phone out, because they'll be like, hey man, you need to put that camera. Like, we've been watching, you have nobody here, like, you need to put that phone away.
I made a whole album on stuff. Just like me at like Splash Mountain. Just like, what?
Your whole day is getting to the front of the line, and then the person going, we need another single rider.
Yeah, you're like, right here. Yeah,
another single rider.
That was totally me. I was like, yeah, let me get on it. Like, Space Mountain, like, fifth time. I'm on it.
That's true. The single rider kid. Do you guys buy the Fast Pass when you do it, or that seems.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't buy it.
This is get it, so bro. Unhelpful. How do you get these passes again?
Because she works for the radio station.
Not even in
twice
Disney,
a, twice a year
or in Anaheim.
Well, no, twice a year. But because they want people, they want them to go. They want us to go out to like so twice a year. We get tickets.
That's
and
cool.
We go twice a year.
Yeah,
and that's awesome.
We get well, drunk. How else were you guys spending your summers in Southern California? Then we're going. You're going to beaches. Are you going?
Yeah.
Maybe theme parks less so during the summer. I imagine locals go more during the off season.
I mean, I know when I was a little kid, we went camping. To Arizona and stuff like that, right. You know, camping at Lake Havasu. That was back before, like, Lake... I remember Lake Havasu when it was just families.
Yeah.
And then I went back pretty recent, maybe, like, 7 years ago, because my parents had a boat, like a ski boat that they were about to sell, and they were like, oh, let's do one more trip to Lake Havasu, because we used to do that, like, all the time.
Right.
And, boy, it is the most different... I mean, it's all party boats.
Right.
And just... people playing, you know, people drinking Cabo Wabo tequila.
Yeah.
Just like, it's crazy. It's nuts. It's like the, I mean, it could not be any different than it was.
Sounds like a good time.
I mean, like a good time. I enjoyed it. I was like, you know. Yeah. My mom was pretty uptight about it.
I love how you also just threw in there that you grew up with a ski boat. Just like, yeah, I get these free Disneyland tickets. We go on lakes and ski and stuff. It was pretty chill. Yeah. It was no big deal.
I mean, you know, like how you had like you said when you grew up, your parents had like your family had a lake house, and it's like, you know, it's like not anything to like write home about.
Right.
They definitely make ski boats that are not something you need to like write home about. You know what I'm saying? They're just boats that you buy like from like the dude down the street that are like 50 years old or whatever, you know. But it's just because it's a cheap when you have like four kids, it's like a cheap vacation because we went camping and that was, you know.
Chad, did you grow up going on family trips and stuff then? Like, would you guys go out to lakes or how would you guys do as far as family vacations go?
We hit Disney hard.
Yeah.
We were big Disney guys.
You siblings or?
Yeah, I'm the fifth of seven, technically.
Oh, wow.
Fifth of my mom's kids.
Okay.
And then last of my mom's kids. And then my dad remarried, had two more daughters. So.
Okay. So who all is in the, all seven in the same house then?
No, we're pretty spaced out. So.
Okay.
Yeah, almost Brady Bunch, but my older brother, he's 12 years older, then my older sister's 11 years older, and then the other one is 9
okay,
or 8 years older, and then my other brother's 2 years older, so he and I kind of grew up together.
Okay.
The other three, they're out of the house pretty soon once I was like, you know.
You don't got a lot of memory of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, we're like uncles and aunts. I have the same mind. All my brothers are way older than me, so it's like almost like having uncles.
Yeah, that's good.
That were like your brother. Like,
I've never explained it that way, but like that works.
Between brothers and uncles, you know, they're like brunkles, you know?
Yeah.
They're like not.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you close to them? Like,
yeah, pretty close. Yeah, we're all close. We all get along super well, but we're all in different parts of the country now. So, like, my brother's in New York, sister's in Chicago, other sister's in San Francisco, other brother's in New Orleans.
What do they all do?
Pretty rad cities, dude. Like,
nice places to visit.
Yeah.
Every time I go, I'm like, California's better. I don't want to leave ever.
Are any of them in entertainment, or were you the baby that went and...
Yeah, my brother in finance. Okay. My brother is he's a naval architect. He works on barges. He just, it's new, so I don't really know what he does, but he's just wearing a hard hat in New Orleans on barges. That's what I tell people. I'm like, he's getting bronzed. sister's an artist.
Oh, there you go.
And the other sister, she started a business.
Yeah. What did the family think when the first couple of, how close were the Paul Walker statue and then the
house party?
How close were those together? They seemed like they were bang bang, right?
It was like 9 months.
9 months. So
yeah, close. It was Paul Walker in March and then house party in December.
Yeah.
When I first started doing it, my dad was like, "Do not go deep. Like, please don't go deep." I was like, "Dad, I'm going deep. Like, just watch, dude. I'm going to get this statue up.
Not only am I going to go deep, I'm going to use the phrase."
Yeah.
That's going to become the whole brand.
This going deep thing, I'm not sure about. I'm like, "Dad, just trust me." A few months later, we're this much closer to getting the Paul Walker statue. So I'm like, this is what happens, Dad, when you trust.
Right. Trust the
your
process.
Fifth child.
Yeah.
Your fifth most tan child. Yeah. but once that started going, he's they My mom was always on board, but
right.
He was more on board with my activism.
Right. My activism.
Yeah. He's like, all right, you can go deep. I'm like, I didn't ask for permission, but thank you.
Was there like a compromise of the Beatles? Like that was like, but you have to at least enjoy Abbey Road.
Yeah, he's like, just don't talk about it.
Yeah, you don't have to go deep Beatles. Just give me surface deep Beatles. Yeah, you can go deep.
Wait for the drop.
Yeah. But like, what about the siblings? Like, were they like, because, you know, you're out doing stand up and you're mm-hmm. working on videos and stuff, but those like popped and went nuts.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, did they see it before you showed it to them, or was there, they?
Yeah, it took, I mean, I was doing stand up for a few years before. So, I mean, but they're supportive from the beginning. I think at certain point, I think maybe behind my back, they're just like, I don't know what he's doing. But, to my face, they're always pretty supportive.
Yeah.
And then, but I was just so in it. Like, I was just like, I was like, I have to do this. Like, I was just like head down. So,
right.
I didn't even sort of really, like, my cousin was like, here, why don't you do this job? I have this job that you could apply for. And I was like, nah. I got to teach surfing and do comedy.
Go deep, man.
So, I'd say they are always pretty supportive. Yeah. I was lucky with that.
Yeah.
Then they popped and now they're pumped. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And now they've got a celebrity-ish sibling.
I guess, yeah.
Well, that's so funny, too, because, like, in stand-up, you can do these little things that, like, you're like, there'll be like little things that people are like, oh, you know, they'll say it in a sarcastic way, like, oh, my celebrity, but they're kind of, you're like, oh no, you don't realize how I'm still nothing.
it is weird. Yeah. You're just doing the same stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then like, you'll have like a following or whatever on the internet, but.
And you're still messaging people for spots.
Yeah. Oh, dude, in LA for stand-up, like they don't even give a
yeah.
You know, like I've been doing a show at the Improv for like 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
In their lab, like the small
room. Yeah.
And I don't even think the booker has any idea,
right?
Like, about, I don't think she's ever watched
stand
up. Like, there's so many comics that they're just like,
yeah.
Well, we have David Spade here, and Adam Sandler. So like,
oh yeah, right. yeah.
Why am I gonna entertain
Burr's
you?
Yeah, gonna pop in.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, going deep. I got it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, the Paul Walker video. Yeah. That's vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I'm like, it's called activism. What are you doing?
That's why you say that, because that happened to me today. Like, I sent in, because I'm off the road a bunch in July, so I'm mm-hmm. trying to get as many LA spots as I can. And so I emailed the booker at the Improv and the Melrose one specifically, and was like, hey, you know, here are my like July dates.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever, maybe two emails in 4 years I've ever gotten back from her. And it was like, emailed back, like, no acknowledgement of the avails I had sent, but can you do this Saturday at midnight? And you're like, all right.
yeah.
And it's that. And of course I'm unavailable. Of course I'm on the road again, but it's just like, it's like, you just, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody. I'm just like, what am I going to say? Like, oh, I have an upcoming thing on Comedy Central. Yeah. Everybody has a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you have to do.
Right.
Cause I got one of those midnight spots too. They're like, we got you a spot like Thursday at 12:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's staying for that?
Nobody. You have to vacuum afterwards. Yeah. So that's the thing. You're actually closing too. You're closing the show and the actual room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not actually doing stand up. I'm seeing if I come to a shift.
There were like 12 people in the main room.
Oh, in the main room.
And so you're like, oh, nice. Thanks for the spot.
Right.
Like, I was just like, I should have gone to bed.
Yeah. That's like one of the most honest things I've ever heard a comic say, like, especially an LA comic. They're just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. That's why I started doing the videos, actually, because I'm like, I don't, especially because with the internet now and how it's all, you know, I was just like, you know, I'll go to like the Improv open mic where like the booker will see you.
Right.
And I'm like, she's not even. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even really, I just didn't see any other way.
Yeah.
To get through to them.
Yeah.
And that was still hard.
Yeah. That to me sometimes feels like the equivalent of like, someone's like, like the kid who's like, I got to get good grades in high school and be involved and then go to college. And then like that is like the old system.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's like some people are still going to break through that way.
Yeah.
But like, okay, you get passed. Now what?
Yeah.
Now you get spots. Okay. Yeah. Well, spots are, you know, I mean, it depends on what you go. Like, I mean, I'm the wrong guy to ask on this because like, I'm content to just go to LA when LA wants me.
Yeah.
And I can just work the road out of San Diego and have a cool room here. And like, I don't, and put out podcasts and videos and build it that way. You know?
Yeah.
But I just like, you know, at the end of the day, like when we're all submitting for TV stuff, like we're all emailing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That doesn't matter where you live. You
know? For sure. Yeah. And, it is sort of like if that's the old system, and there's something I was going to say, I forget, but, I forget.
It's kind of, but I think it's smart that it made you, or that you dove into the videos, though.
Yeah, because it's sort of like you get spots, and then you're like, you know, the spots are like midnight, and people break through that way for sure, but it just takes so long,
right?
And
of the time, like, you know, like the hope is that you get in, and then somebody sees you and brings you on the road, and you're like, that's a way to go, because there you have to get on the road eventually, unless you want to do TV stuff.
Yeah,
if you want to act and do commercials and stuff, then be in LA.
Yeah.
If you're just trying to work the road, like, that's one way to get to the road. But there's everybody who brings me on the road, I've met on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What does that get? What do you think the percentage of people who are doing stand-up in LA that are doing stand-up because they want to be actors? They're trying to be, like, they're just doing stand-up between pilot seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's got to be a lot of it. Probably like 30%.
Yeah. What are your goals with it though? Like, are you, because you're starting to tour a little? Like, you're
starting to tour. I want to move our videos up to like a bigger format. You know, like TV.
Yeah. Like, you're working on that, or that's already in process?
Working on that. Yeah.
Nice.
Keep doing the podcast. Just have that grow. So yeah, I sort of want to do multimedia. I want to do stand up.
Yeah.
Tour. Want to move into like, you know, TV, film. Keep doing the podcast, and then also want to write a book.
Nice. Well, you've been interviewing a bunch of authors, right?
Yeah, we're interviewing authors, so but I thought it'd be fun to write a book on how to get stoked.
Yeah, what's the thesis?
Just get out there in bronze, get a poke bowl, and just be amped. that's the whole book.
That's a pamphlet. That's more of a trifold pamphlet.
I'm gonna submit that to Bobby. Like, just eat a poke bowl and just get amped. And they're gonna be like,
you might have to fill us in. They're like, all right,
like, it's simple. Like, that's the key. Yeah.
I can't think of a better place to land the podcast, man. That's perfect, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for swinging down, and thanks for doing this, man.
Thanks for having me. Of course, so much fun.
Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.